Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. If you have a senior model team, chances are you've thought about or planned a group-styled shoot. These shoots can be both amazing as they get your creative juices flowing and possibly stressful if you don't have a plan. But in today's episode, I'm going to walk you through planning styled model shoots, why you should be doing them in the first place, and some tips to help you create successful styled shoots that both you and your models love. I have received tons of questions in the last few weeks regarding my styled model shoots. If you follow me on the gram, you saw that I've done a Christmas tree farm shoot with my team, as well as a Valentine's Day themed shoot recently. Several photographers sent me DMs asking lots of different questions regarding these shoots, such as how to pose groups, how to make sure you take photos of everyone, and how to not get overwhelmed. So I thought it would be a great topic for the podcast. I started my very first model team over 10 years ago with a styled group shoot. At the time, I only had 4 girls, but I went all out. I hired a stylist, a hair and makeup team, bought tons of props, and went a little overboard. It was my first one, and I wanted it to be perfect. But being that it was my first one, I also made a few mistakes. Well, maybe a lot of mistakes, actually. But over the years, I've continued to create styled shoots for my models and have made sure to correct the things I did wrong in the past, learn what works and what doesn't work, and now create styled shoots for my team every year. I want to help you do that by sharing a few tips and what I learned the hard way so you don't have to. Let's first start with why styled shoots. What's the point? The main reasons for a senior styled model shoot are content that you can post, as well as content that your models can post and share, so they help get the word out about your senior photography business. Another thing it helps is experience, both yourself as well as your models. You need to be able to show your models what it's like to work with you on shoots. They need to experience working with you so, again, they have something to share with their friends. And no matter how long you've been a senior photographer, every single shoot is a new experience, a new chance to learn and grow, be creative, and create amazing photos. So a styled shoot is not only for the models to have a great experience, but for you to gain experience as well. And then lastly, vendor relationships. Styled shoots are a great way to work with vendors in your area and build relationships with them. It could be a hair and makeup artist that you grow a relationship with so that you have a trusted artist to work with on all your senior sessions, a venue or a location that you use in a shoot, a clothing boutique that you team up with for clothes for the shoot, or even a florist or another type of vendor that supplies props to use in the shoot. A senior model team is essentially your marketing campaign for that class or that year. So you need content, experiences for your models and yourself, and to be able to show your model team what it is like to have their photo taken by you. Now that you know the reason for creating styled shoots, let's talk about how to put one together. The first step is to determine a vibe, a vision, or a concept for the shoot. What do you want this shoot to express? There are so many possible concepts out there. How do you determine which one to do? I suggest considering your brand and your style and let that dictate your concept or theme. Remember, these photos are going to be used to promote your brand, whether on social media or in marketing materials, on your website, etc. And your models are going to be posting it on their social media. So you definitely want the theme or the concept to fit with your brand. You want the photos to represent who you are as a photographer, what your ideal client looks like, and your brand, and specifically your style of photography. If you're a light and airy photographer, you probably don't want to do a styled shoot that is super dark, moody, grungy, etc. That's just not who you are as a photographer, and that type of concept will not be great to use to market your business. You want to choose a concept or style for the shoot that will attract your ideal client. Another thing to consider when trying to determine your concept for the shoot is your models. What will they like? Get them involved in the planning, brainstorm with them, and see what ideas they come up with. You may be surprised by the cool ideas they suggest. After you brainstorm, look at your options and determine the best one for you and your brand and your models. Now that you have a concept, it's time to make a mood board or an inspiration board. Pinterest is the perfect tool for this, and it allows you to create a visual representation for the look, style, and concept you're trying to create. I find that sending this mood board to my model team is the best way to make sure they completely understand what look we are going for. In the old days, I just would kind of try to explain what I was trying to go for, and inevitably someone would show up with something that was completely different than the vibe we were going for. So if you can create a mood board or an inspiration board, they can see what boho looks like or what grungy looks like, or whatever your concept might be, because those type of words can mean different things to different people. So you need a very clear way to tell them and show them what you want your concept to be. Give them details, spell it out, and provide a vision so there's no misunderstanding on what the concept for the shoot is. You have your concept, you have a vision with your mood board, and now you have to find the location that fits. Sometimes a location will inspire a concept, and other times we have the concept first and need to find a location to fit. Do your research first online. I love using Google Maps and the site view so I can actually see what something looks like before I have to go in person. You can narrow it down a lot by first researching online. Think outside the box when trying to find a location. You might just find that something perfect isn't necessarily a traditional photography location. Think about things like restaurants or retail stores, outdoor locations, parks, even venues that are used for weddings and other events could possibly be the perfect location for you. You want the location to give a complimentary look to your concept and be cohesive with the vibe you are trying to create and help tell the story. Next is time to pick the date for the shoot. This is a question I get asked a ton by other photographers. How do you pick a date that works for everyone? The short answer is you don't. If you have a team or of even the fewest girls, it's impossible to work around everyone's schedule. Teenagers are busy, you're busy, so you just have to pick a date and let them know. I have a team of 28 girls, and there's absolutely no way that every styled shoot we do will work for every single girl. That is why it's super important to set expectations and even set dates before they join the team. Let them know up front that you will be picking a date and you will give enough notice so that hopefully everyone can attend. One mistake I've made in the past is letting my models pressure me into changing the dates or reshooting for those that could not make it. The best thing you can do is educate and set expectations up front so they know what you will or won't do, and you don't get in a situation where a model or a mom of a model pressures you into doing more shoots than you planned or that you got paid for. I often explain that the reason I do several style shoots throughout the year is so that models can attend one or more. They have lots of opportunities, and therefore, if they missed one shoot, there will be another one. The next step is to set a budget. Styled shoots can get out of control fast. Believe me, I've done it, and I know you can easily go overboard when it comes to buying props or clothes or whatever you need to make your vision come to life. So it's always best to set a budget up front and stick to it. Only buy what you absolutely need for your shoot. Other things can be borrowed. You can find things from your own home or ask your models if they have something that you could borrow that might work for your shoot. Work together with your models on props and clothes so you can stay within a budget. This is also where working with a vendor can come in handy. Maybe you team up with a boutique for clothing for the shoot, or maybe you team up with a florist to provide florals for your shoot. Consider this when setting your budget and think about what things you need, what you can borrow, and what you can have to purchase. The last step in the planning process is to think about the poses. I always have a shot list for every single styled shoot I do. This helps me stay on task and make sure I get everything I need. Think about what poses you want, what types of shots you need, what you will want to post and where, and create a complete shoot plan that you can refer to throughout the shoot. When it comes to styled shoots for my model teams, I have a lot of models, so I often get asked, how do I deal with all the girls and how do I make sure I get photos of each? I plan. I cannot stress enough the importance of a plan. I will be honest that sometimes shoots don't go according to plan, but I always feel better going into a shoot with a plan. It is hard to remember everything you have to do or capture during a styled shoot, so write it down. Have a list and use that list. I think a lot of times we think we have to have it all in our heads, that somehow looking at a list makes us look less creative or professional, but that is just not the case. A shot list and a shoot plan is essential in making sure your styled shoots not only give your models content, but make it worth your while to do the shoot and get what you need out of it. For groups of models, it's important to make sure you capture both individual shots, small groupings, and large group shots, meaning the entire group. This way, you provide a variety. You have a library of amazing photos to pull from for content on your website, social media, marketing materials, and more. And you make each model happy by giving them a variety of shots as well. I typically take the individual shots first, and I stick to a certain set of poses to ensure every model gets the same attention. Then I move on to the small group shots, which is groups of about 2 to 4 models at a time. To me, the small group shots give you a little more creative freedom than large group shots. And after I do the smaller groupings, I make sure to get one large group shot because you want to be able to capture your entire team if possible. If you have a large team like I do, you may want to schedule your styled shoots in shifts. I'll be honest, I get a little stressed when I have the entire group of 28 models there at the same time. I feel rushed and it causes me to miss some important photos that I want to take. So I split the group up and have a certain number come for a specific amount of time. When their time is up, I start with the next group. In order to get that one big group shot, I make sure to take that before the first group leaves and as soon as the second group arrives. I have done shifts for my styled shoots even before COVID, but with COVID, you definitely need to consider how many models to have together at one time. Depending on where you are and your state's gathering rules, you may have to do several shifts or even mini session type setup for individual shots so you don't have too many models gathered together. Be sure to check what your state suggests and plan accordingly. I hope this episode helps you when planning out your styled model shoots. Remember, planning is the best way to make sure you get the most out of your shoots. I would love to hear from you on if you do styled shoots for your model team or how this episode has helped you put together a styled shoot. Join the Seniorology Facebook group to continue this conversation and let's share some ideas on styled model shoots. And if you have any questions regarding styled model shoots, please don't hesitate to ask. You can email me at info@seniorology.com or DM me on Instagram. And if you are in the process of planning a styled model shoot or you just did a styled model shoot, I would love to see the photos. Share them with me or tag me in your post so I can see your styled model shoots. And if you want to see me in action, photographing my team and sharing some posing tips for style model team shoots, check out my YouTube channel linked in the show notes of this episode. I have several videos on style model shoots and will be sharing a new one this week to help you with your own style model shoots. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll be back next week with an all new episode of the Seniorology Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.